Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 8th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Giving All.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. This passage from Mark makes so much sense for all of us as we continue our journey of discipleship. What do we leave behind each day, hour, situation, moment, so that we might be faithful to our calling? Sometimes our gift is huge. I am reminded of the struggle it was for me to enter religious life, wondering if this huge gift, yes, it felt like a huge offering, was really what I was supposed to do. It did not contain a lot of glory, just gift and a presentation of who and all I was or could become. But the hundredfold has been awesome. The hundredfold, and yes, some persecution, has definitely been realized. Sometimes our gift is tiny but filled with emotion, like holding our tongue when lashing out would be easier, like taking the low road. Surely discipleship calls for the high road. Sometimes it's relational. Maybe we need to give up what we are used to or hold dear in order to support another in their need for support. All this is so that we might follow him? Yes, yes, and yes. Once a little girl was asked by her teacher, You come early every morning before the official beginning of the school day. I think maybe you could help me. How about straightening out this cabinet? And without missing a beat, the girl asked, What will you give me? This is kind of a human thing, maybe even a survival thing. If I do this, if I perform this task, if I offer all this, really, what shall be the return? Jesus was kind enough to answer Peter, and was it a loaded answer? Picture Peter listening to the list of benefits, culminating in a reference to the persecution that is inevitable when one follows the Lord. Did his mouth drop open, or did he feel newly connected, or was this answer helpful and hopeful for him? Yes, there will always be something required of us, but indeed there will always be a return. As I used to tell my young students, God will never be outdone in generosity.